Okay, hold on, because we're on the air now. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Jay Sanis with Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to be joining us. Two members of a gang of fugitives. Have you read about this? There's seven guys that busted out of a maximum security prison in Texas. They are still on the lam. It's been 3 weeks. What's unusual about this is the seven guys that busted out of this prison are still hanging together. They apparently have stockpiled a weapons a cache of some significance, and police are predicting a showdown. They don't know what these guys are up to.
Oh, stand by, Phil.
They don't know. Hold on for a second, Jay. Yeah, I will. They don't know what these guys are up to, but the Texas Department of Criminal Justice says that they were spotted, or at least not maybe the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, but the Texas San Marcos police chief said that some of these guys were spotted at a bank in San Marcos. There are seven convicts. They're still out there somewhere. Two killers, two armed robbers, a child abuser, a serial rapist, and a burglar. They busted out of the state prison at Kennedy on December 13th by stealing clothing from staff members and bluffing their way to the rear gate. The group is accused of pulling off a Christmas Eve holdup at a sporting goods store. Jay Sanis is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, if you have anything further.
Well, Phil, right now, the number one most important thing is for people to stay calm. We want everyone to stay calm. For our part, we are in the Southern California area, and Interstate 10, which does travel from Texas to Los Angeles, we've been following the situation for the last 3 weeks. We've monitored the situation. We realize the Texas police have not been able to crack this. And that's where we come in. And fortunately, we have had...
Now, you're a volunteer police force, though, right?
We are a group of concerned citizens. We have seen over the years the authority of the police being abused at times. We do see over the years the ability of the police to solve crimes in some instances is compromised. In the case of Los Angeles Police, of course, as you know, they had some internal investigation. So the first thing that that we do is we step in when we see that the local police are dropping the ball.
Yeah, but as a volunteer police agent, you guys don't carry guns. I mean, are you duly authorized?
We are a volunteer agency, and we do have the constitutional power of citizen's arrest. I work, yes. I do have another job working for a utility here in Southern California. Most of our members do have some kind of law enforcement background.
What is your law enforcement background? Were you with the police?
Well, Phil, you get into the police department, you got to know somebody. You got to have a cousin or a brother or an uncle to get in the police department. So, no, I don't play those political games. I did do security guard work for a Johnson Beverage Company, and I have done security guard work for a number of different companies.
But you were never a police officer.
No, I can't. Politically, I don't want to compromise myself. And, you know, just because I'm not the nephew of an uncle or, you know, the nephew of a detective, I don't play that.
Well, you mentioned something about how you guys step in when the police have dropped the ball. As a volunteer police agency, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, what can you do?
Well, Phil, the first thing we do is point out to Texas authorities some of the mistakes that they've made in not apprehending these guys. I got to tell you something. As I said, I work the security arm for the Johnson Beverage Company in Pequena, California for 3 years. And I'll tell you right now, I'm seeing some missteps made by these officers. I'm seeing some real shabby, sloppy police work by these Texas cops. And I just like to say right now in your program, if I could, Phil, the Texas cops who may be listening into your program, hey, you ever want some help from California, give us a call. Because California's here, and we stand ready to help you. And
well, you sound a little angry.
I am angry, Phil.
And we would all be angry, and I'm sure these police officers are angry.
Well, I think I'm angry, Phil, because I'm a father, I'm a husband, and there's seven pieces of trash, seven pieces of filth that busted out of a prison, and Texas authorities can't do nothing about it.
You talk about missteps that are made. Are they got I have no doubt in my mind these guys are eventually going to be apprehended.
Well, Phil, I wouldn't speak too soon.
You don't think so?
I just wouldn't speak too soon.
What makes you think they won't be?
Well, Texas is a border state. California's a border state. A little place south of this, Phil, you might have heard about it. It's called Mexico. And there are people that...
I know Mexico, and I know their reputation for not having the strictest reciprocity when it comes to extradition, but...
Well, that is exactly right. And a couple guys over the border down Mexico way, they're lost. An old song by Jimi Hendrix called Hey Joe. I heard you shot your woman down. I guess I'll go down to Mexico where a man can be free. Well, that's really, I think, what these guys are thinking about. And I'll tell you right now, if the Citizens Auxiliary Police gets involved, Katie, bar the door.
All right, Jay Sanis, is what you saying, you could apprehend them?
I'm saying that we give it our level best, yes, sir.
That's not exactly saying you'll apprehend them, but...
I'm saying we'll give it our level best.
And I don't know what about, hey, Joe, I heard you shot your woman down. I'm going down to Mexico where I can be free. What does that mean? These guys, you said yourself, they're dirtbags.
Well, they're dirtbags, yes. But I think any man, whether he's a dirtbag or he's a self-respecting man, I think enjoys a couple of weeks in Mexico. And I think what these guys probably do is cool off, go down there, see what they can do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. By the way, you've been in touch with... another volunteer police agency in Texas?
That is correct, Phil. I've been talking at some length over the course of this morning to Admiral Colt Beaumont. He is with the West Texas Volunteer Range Riders. And he is...
Now, what is his name?
That's Admiral Colt Beaumont.
Admiral Colt Beaumont.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, these guys are in Texas and...
They are in Texas. They'll be associated with Texas authorities. Lending any assistance if they can.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, as we talk with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want to get back to this thing you said. You said the Texas authorities have made terrible mistakes. You call their police work sloppy and shoddy. What's happened?
What is happening?
What have they done wrong?
What they've done wrong, the Texas authorities still have made a few mistakes. First of all, I think the first thing a convict wants when he busts out is to find his hideout. Most of these guys have a hideout. If you have followed these kinds of crimes the way I have, criminals have a hideout they go to hide out in, and they've got to stake out their hideout. They did not do this. They didn't go to where the criminal's hideout is. If you ever saw the film High Sierra with Humphrey Bogart, he had a hideout out in near Denver or someplace. I forget. But you got to go to their hideout.
And all right, so they didn't stake out their hideout?
They didn't go to their hideout and everything. The next thing that a convict wants when he busts out is get his willy wet. You know what I'm talking about. So they should have checked all the whorehouses, all the cat houses, outhouses within a 200-mile radius, and they should have hard-targeted the search. Okay, because a man's running speed over uneven ground, barring injuries, about 5 miles an hour. What they need was a hard target search of every outhouse, whorehouse, cat house, dog house, and hen house within a 200-mile radius. I'd put checkpoints up at 6 miles. Okay, and let's see what we can do from there.
All right, so they should have checked the out. What are you talking? They should have.
They should have checked all whorehouses.
All the whorehouses, because these guys want to go get laid.
As soon as they bust out. Another way that the authorities are blowing it, Phil.
No, I want to be clear. If the police are aware of whorehouses, they probably have shut them down, I would think.
Not always. In many instances, they'll leave them open just for this sort of eventuality. Guy busts out of prison, first thing you want to do is get his willy wet. And you want to get willy wet, you go whorehouse.
Well, you don't go to an outhouse. You said that...
I'm just saying that because that was the way they said it in the movie.
In Fugitive.
That's right.
Okay, Jay, I have to take a break.
But there's one other thing that the authorities are blowing it on, Phil.
Go ahead.
You check to see if there has been a run on Miss Clairol on any drugstore, because the first thing they want to do is change their appearance.
Okay, so they are trying to dye their hair.
Check to see if there's a run on Miss Clairol. You go to a costume store to see if they've purchased those Long Ranger masks in case they want to rob a bank. So if the Long Ranger masks have been bought, Miss Clairol's been bought. See if any area gas stations in the area have been robbed, because the first thing they need when they bust out is money. So see about that.
Now, you're not a cop. Why?
I'm sorry?
You're not a police officer. Why?
So I could have been a police officer, but I didn't have an uncle or a father to help me get in. It's all politics. And I'd have an uncle or a father.
That's it. You think it's all nepotism and...
I can assure you it is, Phil. Now, we started the Citizens Auxiliary Police for just this kind of situation, when the police dropped the ball. I can tell you right now, the best thing that Texas authorities can do is to ask for my help, and also to help the West Texas Volunteer Range Riders. Again, Admiral Colt Beaumont is there, and I do have that phone number for them.
All right, so there is a volunteer police agency in Texas called the West Texas Volunteer Range Riders. Admiral Colt Beaumont is their is the head of...
That's the gentleman you should contact, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We are talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about these criminals, these guys that busted out of a maximum security prison in Texas. He says the Texas authorities have, in his words, blundered badly by not, A, checking to see if they had a hideout, B, going to whorehouses to see if that's where they were, because that's the first thing a guy does when he busts out of prison, also to see if there was a run on Miss Clairol or Lone Ranger masks in case they are robbing banks and disguising themselves. Also, any gas stations to see if they've been robbed, because the first thing they need is money. We'll be back with Jay Sanis and also our discussion on how these seven convicts, dangerous men, can be apprehended on The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686.
We're back on the air. Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police agency in Southern California.
Phil, I was in touch, by the way, with Admiral Beaumont, the West Texas Range Riders.
Well, what are the West Texas Range Riders going to do, and what is the Citizens Auxiliary Police going to do that the police themselves have not done?
Well, Phil, I don't want to at this time, you know, compromise any efforts that the police department is engaged in. What I will say is this, that I think they've got a limited amount of time that we'll be looking at this. And if they cannot apprehend these individuals in a reasonable amount of time, I think they leave no choice for the range riders and for the auxiliary police.
Well, what are you guys going to do? You're saying, in other words, you're going to give these guys a time limit?
Phil, I think any reasonable person who is a citizen...
How do you give a time limit to a police officer who is trying to figure out a situation and trying to find the best way to apprehend people without getting anybody killed?
So I don't know that that is the case. And again, I don't know whether it's a situation where they're trying to keep people getting killed or whether there's a real competency issue involved with the Texas authorities. But I'm saying the range riders are getting impatient.
Well, the range riders, I mean, that's the Texas version of you guys.
That is one of our associates, yes, sir.
And Admiral Beaumont's going to do what? I mean,
I was on the phone. Admiral Beaumont is extremely angry, as are many of the range riders right now. And I'm saying that if the Texas authorities cannot get this situation under control vis-a-vis these escaped convicts, then yes, the West Texas Volunteer Range Riders and Admiral Beaumont, as well as Major Elvis Newton and Citizens Auxiliary Police, will probably have be forced to go into action. And
what will that be?
I will not comment on that at this time, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to a phone call here, Jay, if we can, okay?
Right. Hold on, Phil.
All right, well, let me go to the phone caller. Holly, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I would just have a question for him as to if he knows so much about what these police officers are doing and knows all the training and so forth that's involved in that, I don't understand why he himself is not a police officer.
Well, let me explain to you how it works in becoming a police officer. First of all, you got to know someone on the force. You have to be related to somebody. I don't play those games. Okay?
I don't play
those games of sucking up to the man. I decided that I cared about law enforcement, I cared about community policing, and that we would form the Citizens Auxiliary Police, where you don't have to have an uncle who's a detective or a father who's a beat cop or something like that.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, sir. I tend not to agree with that because...
Well, what is your experience with it, ma'am?
I'm sorry. I'm married to a police officer.
But you are not a police officer yourself.
No, but I know what it takes to be involved in the training and what those men and women have to do. And
unless you've been through it, I think you should not comment.
Well, I don't think, sir, you have any right to comment either on police officers if
you don't have
the guts to go and be one.
Ma'am, I've got plenty of guts. I don't have the guts to get down on my knees and put the knee pads on.
Well, I think
like
that's
maybe your
an
husband,
excuse.
Well, where's your husband keep his knee pads? I mean, as long as you want to insult me.
Well, what does that mean? Where does her husband keep the knee pads?
Well, I mean, if she wants to insult me, how did he get on the
phone? Sir,
force?
I'm not insulting you. I'm just asking you questions.
You said I don't have the guts. And I'm telling you, we've got a situation out there that's dangerous. It's getting more dangerous as the situation goes on. And that's what we're trying to do.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call. Here is Hollywood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? I just kind of wanted to make a comment, refute some of the things that Jay said. He couldn't be any far from the truth as far as what the hiring procedures are with police officers. I speak from experience. I'm a detective.
We're talking about trying to apprehend seven pieces of trash.
Listen to me, sir.
Seven
let me
pieces
speak.
Of trash.
You had your chance to speak,
okay,
sir.
Okay, but what would you do to get this piece of trash off the street?
Okay, let me ask you this. You have how many years of experience as a law enforcement officer?
I've been a Citizens Auxiliary Police for three years.
Okay,
three
I ask you a question. As a sworn law enforcement officer, how many years of experience do you have?
Sir, when I put my pith helmet on in the morning, I feel as if I am sworn to uphold the standards of our community.
Okay,
this guy's asking
so you.
You
know, you have no investigative, official investigative experiences, is what you're telling me, yet you're willing to criticize an agency with decades of investigative experience, and you've got none yourself.
Well,
you made comments on the hiring process. It sounds to me like you're bitter, like maybe you attempted to be an officer and couldn't hack it because you couldn't be any far from the truth as far as what it takes. I did not know anybody.
Let me ask you
something.
Have you seen the television show Cops? Have you seen Real Stories of the Highway Patrol?
I don't have any relatives on the job.
Right.
I don't know anyone in the force, yet I seem to get hired.
Have you seen Cops? Can I ask you this question? And I don't mean to offend you. Are you African American?
No, I'm not. I am Caucasian.
Okay. If you say
Caucasian.
You're Caucasian, I guess I got to believe you, but you sound black to me.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, that sounds pretty racist to me, Jay.
Well, why is that racist? You
get
hired because you're black. You got hired because you're black. That's not racist. And
let's get off of that, whether he got hired because he's black or whether he's got relatives or anything else. He asked you a question. You have no real law enforcement experience as a sworn officer of the law.
Mr. Henry, I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Now, as a sworn, deputized, badge-carrying guy, you don't have any of that experience, right?
Technically, no, I do not. But I wear the blue armband of Citizens Auxiliary Police. We wear a white pith helmet, a blue armband, and I go out, I put my life on the line.
Hey, Jay.
It's about saving lives.
Let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the North Hollywood incident?
I am not yet familiar with.
The bank robbery, man, back in 97.
I am not sure.
And you're... Oh, come on, Al, man. You live
this
in
was the biggest thing.
You don't know anything about that?
Those guys that shot up that bank in North Hollywood.
I cannot be sure. Are you speaking about bank robbery?
Disregard. My point is
Roger.
You're a voluntary, non-sworn, unarmed agency, yet you think that you're going to come across seven very bad, highly trained and highly armed to the teeth individuals and expect to take them and apprehend them and take them into custody.
I would like to tell you this. The day I can't take down a child abuser, I'll turn in my pith helmet.
We're not talking about child abuse.
Robbers. There's a bank robber. There's a burglar. A burglar is obviously a professional criminal himself. I mean, these guys are dangerous men.
Well, let me ask you this. How many guns they got in the state of Texas? I bet you they got a lot. And I bet you they got a lot of cops in the state of Texas. And yet these pussies can't...
Okay, don't be calling anybody a pussy. Got it?
Well, why can't these guys do it? I'm pissed off.
All right, so thank you for your call. Don't call anybody that name. Ted, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Why can't he do it? This guy's around. He's a piece of dirt out there.
Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, let me first state
piece
that
of trash.
I am from Texas, and I am a former police officer.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Excuse me. You didn't call me with... Phil said not to call
you. I didn't call you at all.
But you're referring to what I do for a living. I am a police officer. Let me rephrase that. Like I told Phil, I am a former police officer.
Well, are you a police officer?
And
He's a former police officer.
I am embarrassed about what happened.
We got some models in bathing suits to help lure these criminals into a trap. There's number one. What you do is try to get them laid. Tell them they're going to a whorehouse. You get a girl with a nice bikini, big boobs or something like that. How many perps you bring in?
Well, so you know, we don't have whorehouses in the state of Texas.
You got a perp?
They're illegal.
Okay, so you never heard of the best little whorehouse in Texas?
That's a movie.
That was a movie, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's a movie.
Right. Sure. You go ahead and believe that.
All right, look, thanks for your call. Hold the line, Jay. Let's stay on the subject. Talking about these seven guys that busted out of prison, Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police believes there must be a hideout or something that they're at. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
touch him that way.
I think, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Jay Sanis with us. We're talking about, Jay is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a auxiliary police agency in Southern California. They have a group that they're allied with in Texas called the West, it's the
West Texas Volunteer Range Riders, Phil.
All right, now Admiral Beaumont, Admiral, who is the head of that.
So the thing that he suggested, and we try to talk with the Texas Department of Public Safety, is the way you trap these guys is pretty elementary. There's a number of things you can do. One of the things you can do is take out an ad in one of the large Dallas newspapers, which is what the Citizens Auxiliary Police plans on doing tomorrow morning. We will call the Dallas Herald, and we will take an ad out advertising 15 AK-47s for sale. Now you tell me seven turkeys who just busted out of maximum security prison, who are building themselves an arsenal full of weapons, wouldn't respond to that ad.
And what phone number are you going to put?
We can put any kind of phone number there. We'll trace the phone call, and we won't need the police. I can assure you that. Citizens Auxiliary Police, West Texas Volunteer Range Riders, Admiral Major Newton and Admiral Beaumont, too, could be out there. And we'd make the arrest before the police know it hit them. Now, all you'd have to do is take out an ad.
All right. You take an ad out in a Dallas paper, 15 AK-47s for sale. The guys call up and say, yeah, we want to buy them.
That's correct.
And you say, okay, come to this address.
That's correct, yeah.
And here come seven bad dudes, all armed to the teeth. And what are you guys going to do?
We are Citizens Auxiliary Police officers. We will take the perpetrators down. We can't.
Do you have guns?
We can take the perps down. And
well, with what kind of move?
You can do. You can smoke them out using smoke bombs. You can certainly use martial arts. Pin their arms behind their back. We can put one leg behind them and push them over the leg. Knock them off balance. There's a lot of things you do.
Put one leg behind their back and knock them off balance.
It is a jiu-jitsu move. There's a three-point takedown. Put your leg behind them. Push them down. And then you've got a situation where you have to do a swarm the perp with a three-point takedown.
All right, not being a cop, I don't know if that makes sense, but if it gets them caught. Here's Rick on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I've got a couple of comments for your caller. First
go ahead.
Of all, I'm on a cell phone, and I've got a couple of comments for him.
Yes, sir.
If he knows so much
right.
about the seven escapees, why hasn't he collected the $100,000 reward out that's out for him? And second,
try to let the Texas authorities do their job, sir.
His attitude about,
but I think right now they're not doing the job.
His comment about knowing somebody to get on a police department is certainly not my case. I've been on the Houston Police Department for 25 years, and I didn't know anyone on the department.
You have to slap on any knee pads.
No, I don't do that. And
well, neither do
I know,
sir.
The majority of the officers that, all the officers I know, got on their own merit. They didn't have to go through any other method.
Well, I'm talking primarily about Dallas. I'm not talking about Houston. I don't know anybody in Houston, but I know in Dallas you don't slip the knee pads on up there.
You don't know any such thing.
That is all I'm seeing.
I think you're just bitter because you were rejected.
Rejected? You know something? I am a man who cares about my community. They made me take the psych test twice, and they're trying to tell me I'm paranoid, okay? And I don't know their qualifications for that, and so that's all I'm saying.
So you flunked the psych test.
You know something, Mr. Henry? I can sue you if you...
No, I'm just saying, you flunked the psych test. You flunked it twice.
Well, he says he's concerned about his community. I think every police officer is concerned about their community.
Absolutely, sir.
Or
what
they
we're
wouldn't
trying
be
to do.
A
what
officer.
About taking that ad out in the paper and getting those guys to come on?
Do you think they're going to respond to that ad? They've taken the weapons they've wanted, and they've stolen them. They've robbed. They've killed a police officer. So they're not going to respond to your ad.
If they want 15 AK-47s.
They can take what they want. They don't have to respond to an ad for that.
That's exactly right, Jay.
All right. What about the idea? You know, somebody I knew said once that what we have here is a failure to communicate. Now, some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it, and I don't like it any more than you.
Well, I think
you're
going
to get used to wearing them chains after a while.
The
you
only
don't ever
thing
stop
having,
listening to them clicking because they're going to remind you what I've been saying for your own good.
I think the only thing that you have in common to anyone else that's responded to the phone call is that everybody wants these escapees captured.
Absolutely.
What if you threw in a rocket launcher, something really unique that they can't get anywhere?
Well, why don't we live in the real world?
Hey, these guys, you know, a rocket launcher. They can do anything they want. I think these guys are planning something big. I think they want to take down a military installation, a ship. I think they probably want to somehow get Fort Knox. I don't know.
Well,
but a rocket launcher is something they've got in mind.
Whatever they have in mind, I believe, like your host said before, they're going to be caught.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a matter of time,
and
the police want them captured in the safest manner possible.
Well, I think they ought to have a hard target search of every outhouse and hen house.
All right, thank you, sir, for your call. Here is Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Your guest has just been watching too many movies. I mean, he's quoting Cool Hand Luke, and, you know, he should just let the Texas authorities do their job.
Texas authorities are not doing their job.
Well, it's certainly not your job. And
I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I have a right to comment on the competence police agencies that are not doing their job. There's seven dirty, filthy, scum-sucking pigs who busted out of prison. One of them's a rapist, ma'am. You know what that means.
I really think that you're more qualified to do
Maybe you like the idea that he's out. I don't know. But
that was uncalled for.
Well, I don't know what her problem is.
I was just going to suggest you'd probably be better off doing neighborhood watch or something like that.
Well, I can tell you right now, we need a hard target search of every farmhouse.
I know, outhouse, hen house. We saw the movie, man, okay?
Mr. Henry, checkpoints go up to 15 miles.
We saw the movie. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Jamie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was just wanted to make a comment
about
this.
Average foot speed over uneven ground is 4 miles an hour.
Excuse me.
That's great.
I wanted to make a comment about the ad in the paper. Don't you think that these seven guys know other people, and those other people are going to let them know what you're planning? I mean, how many people listening to this show right now?
Wait. Say that again.
She's making a good point.
How many people do you think are listening to this show right now are going to tip these guys off? I mean, you think that they don't know anybody? You think that they're just seven guys that don't know
what? Tip them off about what?
Tip them off about this supposed plan that you're thinking about doing. I mean,
Of taking an ad out in a newspaper.
Right. You're letting everybody know about it now.
All right. That's a good point. All right. So what are you getting at?
I'm getting at the fact you sound like somebody who's just some guy coming off the street looking to be a bounty hunter, looking to get a medal pinned on himself, which is understandable. Everybody wants to be a hero.
No, ma'am.
But, I mean, if you wanted to be a hero,
I want to save a young lady like you from getting raped and having a home broken into. Now,
you know what? I really appreciate that there's people out there like you. But if you want to be the hero and the bounty hunter or whatever you want to do, you're looking to do, you shouldn't even be sitting here wasting your time on the phone. You should be out there right now.
Jamie, what I want to do is take out an ad in the Dallas Herald that's going to say 15 AK-47s
and they're not
going to
know? And you don't think they're going to know by tomorrow morning?
They're not going to know what?
You don't think that they're going to know tonight?
They're going to know, man. They're hearing you talking about it, or somebody's going to tell them. Some guy's going to take an ad out in a Dallas paper, 15 AK-47s and two rocket launchers.
Yes.
And they're
going to
go, don't answer that ad because it's a trap.
I don't think either one of you are making any sense.
Oh, come on, man.
Go ahead. You tell me what's wrong with that plan. You take an ad out in the paper, okay, and you tell the guy's going to call up and say, okay, who do I say? Look, I'll wave to you from a street corner. Now, if they hear this broadcast,
you need a better plan.
No, I think you've got a good idea, but you know what we can do? We'll change it to an M16. Well, they won't be AK-47, so they won't know.
So they have no clue now that any ad. You think these guys are going to look at a newspaper
to
find somebody without? I mean,
wait a minute. What did you just say, Jay?
You and Jamie said that these guys are going to know because we're talking about it, right?
Yeah.
We're going to change it from AK-47. It'll be M16, so they won't know.
Now everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
From AKA to M16.
You just changed it to M16.
Well, let's change it from the rocket launcher. That
everything you say is on the radio.
Everything. Everything that you say, I say, is on the radio, and everybody's listening to this. I'm calling from New York. You don't think that New York's listening to this?
They're not. There you go, Jamie. There you go. They're not in New York. They're in Texas.
What?
Bingo.
Does it matter?
We're in Texas, too.
I'll tell you what.
Are you on in Dallas?
All they're
yes.
going to do is turn on the radio because you know what?
Too.
That's what they're doing. They're listening to the radio. They're listening to the television to see what's going on. And you know what? They're listening, probably listening to the show.
Yeah, but they're going to see the ad that says wanted guys that want to buy M16s when, in fact, they're going to be AK-47s. And
okay.
They're listening to it right now, you idiot.
You know,
and you know what? You know what? Let me just one last comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
One last comment.
Go ahead.
If you...
We're trying to save
lives,
ma'am.
You should be out there right now.
We're trying to save lives.
You should be out there right now trying to save lives instead of sitting there on the phone.
Well, I'm trying to save lives.
You ain't going to save lives, you idiot, taking out ads for AK-47s. And what... here's your music.
That's my music. Shut up.
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
But it's not auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training...
What are you laughing at?
...have enforced and...
What are you laughing at?
You it sounds like a big Superman movie. That's what it sounds like.
I'm trying to save lives, lady.
Listen, you're not doing a good job by sitting on the phone talking to us.
I hate you.
It's Phil Hendry Show. Hendry Show.
This is Joe Dickhead with our football picks. Hello again, everybody. This is Joe Dickhead high above the strip in Las Vegas with our big football picks for this weekend. The Joe Dickhead betting line is open, 213-251-3189. That's 213-251-3189. Along with the professor, I will be picking the big football picks for this weekend. This is the second week of the National Football League playoffs. I love the Miami game. I'm all over the Miami game. I dry hump the Miami game. And I'll give you the Miami game if you call us at 213-251-3189. This is Joe Dickhead, and nobody knows football like I do, right, Professor?
That's right. That's right. Excuse me.
All right, Professor, be all right, folks. Listen, Miami is playing Oakland. The first week of the divisional playoffs, the Miami Dolphins got by the Indiana Colts last week in the playoffs there, the first round of the wild card playoff. Can Dan Marino do it? No, he can't. He doesn't play anymore. Right, Professor?
I love the Miami game. And if you call my hotline right now, 213-251-3189, I'll tell you who I think is going to win that game.
Who do you think's going to win?
Well, I think Oakland's going to win.
Now, you just gave it away, you idiot. That means they don't have to pay for anything.
I hate you, Joe Dickhead, so very deeply.
Yes, the other playoff game's coming up this weekend, big one. The New Orleans Saints against the Minnesota Vikings. The New Orleans Saints with Jim Haslett, the new coach, the real world beaters on the scene, eh? Real top ball club going up there to the Hubert H. Humphrey Dome in Minneapolis. I'm trying to make this game sound interesting, even though I could score against the Minnesota secondary.
And if you call my hotline now, the professor, I'll give you the winner of the New Orleans-Minnesota game. I think Minnesota's going to win, but call up and I'll tell you who... Oh, shoot, I did it again.
You got it, you idiot. You know how much money we're losing on this thing? That might cost me money.
I'm sorry, I blew it again. I'm so very sorry, Joe Dickhead.
What are you out of me? But that's not all. What about that Philadelphia-New York game, huh? The Philadelphia Eagles with the great Donovan McNabb, the New York Giants coached by Jim Fossil. Yes, the New York Giants. Who would ever have thought they'd win the National Football League Conference Eastern Division? But they did handsomely. And now, coming north, the Eagles hot on the heels of a big playoff win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And I'm the professor. You call the Joe Dickhead hotline, and I'll tell you that Philadelphia's going to win the...
You did it again!
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me, please.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Dickhead with Joe Dickhead's football picks. I'm sorry, I had to beat the professor almost within an inch of his life because he keeps giving away our picks. What a moron. What an idiot. What an insufferable jackass. And the other big game this weekend, of course, the Baltimore Ravens against the Tennessee Titans. What it would have been 3 years ago, the Cleveland Browns against the Houston Oilers. Yes, the National Football League rivalries do not die. The cities change, but the rivalries don't die. If you call the Joe Dickhead Hotline, 213-251-3189, Professor, what will they... Don't do it to me! I promise. Don't do it! If they call the hotline, what?
Well, they'll find out...
What?
Who we think's going to win the Baltimore-Tennessee game.
Okay, don't tell them. Just give the number.
Okay, 213-251-3189.
To find out what?
Who's going to win?
Which game?
The Baltimore-Tennessee game.
That's it. You call that hotline and you'll find out we think Tennessee is going to... Well, you stupid... Sorry!
Okay, you're going to have to call Vegas because it sounds to me like something bad just happened. Did the professor just kill Joe Dickhead? Call security. Call security at the Sands. Oh, you mean it doesn't exist anymore? Well, that was rough. Well, okay, so you don't have to call a hotline because I just heard the four picks if you want them. They're picking Oakland. They're picking, did they pick Philadelphia in that game? I would have thought New York. But anyway, they're picking Minnesota and they're picking Tennessee. Did you write them all down, Mike? I got the bookie if you wrote them down, so let's call them in. Let's just get this thing done. Let's get this party started right. Jesus. See, the first time I discovered Joe Dickhead, I was dialing around. They don't have the shows in L.A., but in some of the towns they do, those Saturday morning betting shows. And you flip around the dial, and they've got four guys on a panel, and they're talking about. And I saw him, and I said, this guy would be really good to have on the show. And so I decided that I'd call him up, see if I couldn't get this guy on the program, see if it, you know, wouldn't be worth us to have Joe Dickhead on, because he had this guy named the Professor. And I thought a lot of these things... Is the line still open to Vegas? Close the line to Vegas. Oh, man. It sounds like the professor is still beating Joe to death. That's rough. Joe is dying, and we're laughing about it. He's in Vegas somewhere having his head caved in with a telephone. Because he and the professor can't keep their mouth shut about who they're picking. All right, anyway. Here are those Joe Dickhead picks. Oh, I forget. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.